You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Waitress, the musical, caused a big sensation when it premiered on Broadway. It's in LA for the first time. Does it live up to the hype? Yes, I'll tell you right now. Also, what is the Broadway community doing to help children in Africa? You're going to absolutely love hearing about this. It's wonderful.
But first, I want to let you know that Ain't Too Proud is performing at the Amundsen Theater. It's The Life and Times of the Temptations. And it's from August 21st to September 30th. And for tickets and information, you can go to centertheatergroup.org.
Also, Broadway veteran and musical theater dance instructor and former West of Broadway guest, she was on our Musical Theater Guild episode, Wendy Rosoff is teaching her very fun Broadway Movers class in North Hollywood on Mondays and Wednesdays here in Southern California. It's happening at HK Fitness. And for more info, Theater, Dance, and Tap with Wendy Rosoff on Facebook. Check it out. Will, we can't wait to do this class.
You're going to come with me, right?
It's going to be fun. I'm going to take what my mama gave me.
I can't wait. It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong, along with radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott. And we're so happy that you're joining us today.
Yes, we are. Will, I saw Waitress, which changed my life. You probably heard my voice. I was crying on the way up because I was listening to the Waitress soundtrack again, knowing that we were going to be talking about this today. And this musical, Will, you haven't seen it. You've never seen the musical. Have you listened to the soundtrack?
I have.
Okay,
yes.
So you've heard the soundtrack. You saw the movie, which I did not see because the musical is based on the 2007 film that is beloved. And it was written by, directed by, and co-starred Adrienne Shelley.
Right.
Yeah.
And starring Carrie Russell, and who was absolutely beautiful and
Felicity.
Wonderful in it. Yeah, Felicity. I had never seen the movie before, and I watched it because I knew that you were going to see the musical, so I wanted to be able to have a compare and contrast conversation. Mm-hmm. Was not what I expected.
Yeah, you were texting me going, I'm having a problem with some of the things in this film. And we try not to give away major plot points here on West of Broadway, so we won't talk about the ending. I mean, if you're the kind of person that you just don't want to know anything, watch the movie and see the musical.
Right.
Come back and listen to this episode. But we are going to have to talk about some of the things. But infidelity is a big theme.
When I was first watching it, I feel like I'm so programmed as a movie watcher just to follow like what is expected. But when I really thought about it, I really appreciated the story and how messy it was and
yes.
how unperfect everyone was, because that's what real life is really about.
It was real. And that's the thing. To get to where you're going in this story, you need that. You need to see where they're coming from. And it's not pretty. And that was something that I heard people talking about at intermission, Will. I was out there in the lobby listening into what people were saying. And people were liking the fact that it was gritty, was the word. It wasn't super pretty and smooth. I mean, the music was, like the production itself was, but the story was something very real and raw. And if you're not familiar with it, Jenna is this small town waitress, and she had these big dreams for her life. But her mother gave her this love of baking. And it's so beautiful. The musical opens with Sugar Butter Flour being sung. And it's that beautiful harmony. I never knew Sugar Butter Flour could sound. It tastes really good. I never knew it could sound that beautiful. But Jenna's mom has given her this love of baking. And she's the kind of talented baker that I wish I could be, where you just throw away the recipe and bake from the heart. And whatever's going on in her life, she finds happiness in making these beautiful pie creations. She's a waitress at Joe's Pie Diner in small town America, in an abusive relationship, but she has these wonderful friends that are her fellow waitresses that have some ideas about what she could do to change her life. She has a very handsome gynecologist. I mean, that part right there is comedy, right? He walks in and everybody's like, oh, hello. But yeah, he was great too.
But and so yeah, you bring up what I was really excited to talk to you about, because I've seen them on the Tonys and I've seen them doing their press. Yes, the leads are incredible in the show, and they have amazing voices just from listening to the soundtrack, but I also, there's so much press written about the ensemble.
Yes.
And how wonderful they are, their performances are.
We've been talking about that a lot with the shows that we go to, and you know what, Will? Let's hold that thought for a second, because I want to take a step even further back and go to the creative team.
Okay.
Because it's an all-female creative team.
Which is amazing.
And we say this all the time. How could a show written, you know, in this case, the movie over 10 years ago, and the play, I believe, debuted in 2016 on Broadway, so relatively new, but it's so perfect for this moment. So you have Diane Paulus, the director, Fear, the book by Jessie Nelson, who was a waitress herself for many years. Sarah Bareilles, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, wrote original music and lyrics. And then Lauren Lataro, I hope I'm saying her name right, but she did this incredible choreography where they're dancing and there's, you know, different ingredients like the measuring cup full of milk coming in and the sugar. And it's almost like a ballet, just the way this diner is choreographed.
Well, the musical premiered in 2016 and Sarah stepped into the role of Jenna for a while and performed on Broadway. She made her Broadway debut in this role that she had wrote all the music for, which was super cool.
I would love to have seen her.
I know, right?
Yes, because it all kind of sounds like, not that every song sounds the same, but it definitely has her stamp on it. Like you would listen to that and say, that really reminds me of Sarah Bareilles.
Yes.
Oh, she did it. That's why.
Exactly.
And just, they have the band on stage. So there's a piano and they had this awesome female drummer, and they were on a platform that would kind of come in and out.
Nice.
But it didn't seem weird that there was a band in the middle of a diner or the doctor's office when Jenna was getting her checkups. Because at the very beginning, she finds out she's expecting a baby. Just the band on stage gives it this kind of stripped down, again, just real feel.
Right.
And it's not your traditional orchestra. It's a little bluesy, poppy. There's some rock, very singer-songwriter. And the soundtrack is absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely.
So back to the ensemble. Who did you hear about? Were there any characters that you heard people talking about that made you take notice?
Well, both of her best friends that work in the diner.
Yes.
And one of them has a love interest who...
Ogie. Ogie comes out. And he has this song called You're Never Ever Getting Rid of Me. And he is this Paul Revere-loving, very eccentric little, they call him the elf, right? Because he's this little guy and he's jumping and he's spinning and he's clicking his heels together. Just this tornado of energy. And even, you know, it's obviously planned this way. The actors on stage are just kind of stopping and watching him do this number and jump on a table in the middle of Joe's Pie Diner.
Right.
And he just comes out and steals the show. Jeremy Morse was the actor playing him here in L.A. And I wonder how much longer he's going to be with the tour, because my thought was someone is going to cast him in a movie or a TV show. Even though he was so great on stage, it'd be interesting to see if that energy translates to something that's on screen. But it was just one of those performances, Will, where you just can't take your eyes off of him. Very much like when the King comes out in Hamilton, where
sure.
it's a smaller, not as small as that
right.
role, but just comes out and you're like, more of that,
yeah.
please. And that's really saying something, because everybody was top notch. Becky and Dawn are the two waitresses, and they're very strong, unique characters. Dr. Pometer, the gynecologist, was great. And he was played by a guy, Brian Fankart, I hope I'm saying his name right, that I saw years ago as the lead in Memphis.
Yes,
and this was a very different role. But he was great because he's kind of this goofy guy.
Right.
I don't know if he was goofy in the movie, but just, again, kind of like Ogie, like nice comic relief to all the serious stuff that's going on.
Well, Lara, just sitting here talking with you about the show just makes me, I love that West of Broadway is all about, like we say in the beginning, it's a celebration. And just because there is so much to celebrate about these performances that come through Los Angeles, we're so lucky. And I just love that we focus on all those things that, to celebrate. Like, I love that so much.
And if you go to the theater at all, you hear people. And again, I don't know if genuinely they just didn't like things about whatever show they're seeing, or maybe they had a bad day. But you do tend to hear people tearing things apart. You know, or if somebody's a critic, you're there to criticize.
Right.
Right. We don't really call ourselves critics. Because, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there's something that's going to come along, as we've said, that we're not going to love so much. But this really is one that really affected me. And you have this woman who's gotten to a certain point in her life. And there's another beautiful song called She Used to Be Mine that she's singing about this girl that she used to be. And there's this line that goes something like, life has a way of sneaking in the back door and carving out a person and making you believe it's true. All these tough breaks that you've been given, you can just sort of decide to settle before you even realize what happened. And for her, it takes this big event in her life to sort of give her the courage to make some changes. So it's an interesting dance of her learning to accept who she is and also finding the strength to go after her dreams. And part of that is this big pie making contest that's happening in a nearby town. And, you know, she kind of has this dream of doing her own thing. And it's beautiful to see. And I would be really interested to know if the cast and the creative team are hearing stories of women who just went to see this musical with a girlfriend or maybe on a date night, saw it and realized, that's me. That's my life up there. And I'm going to be strong like she was and maybe make some changes of my own.
Exactly. Another question that I was dying to know about you was, after you saw the show, was how much did you crave pie?
so much. The names of these pies, there's In the Dark, Dark Chocolate Pat. Everybody has a Southern accent. Marshmallow Mermaid Pat.
Marshmallow Mermaid, yeah. That's from the movie, too.
Yeah, Couch Potato Pat. And being from the South and eating a lot of pie, growing up, pie for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, after school, whatever, I believe Pantages either still has it going, because Waitress is on through the 26th at Pantages in Hollywood. They had a deal with the Pie Hole, which is right there also at the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah. You can't do this because you haven't seen it, but you will. But if you have seen Waitress, I would love to know how you felt after you saw the show, if it affected you. I'm at Radio Lara on Twitter and Instagram. And again, if you haven't seen it, it's at the Hollywood Pantages Theater through August 26th and then continuing to bake its way around the country. And then you have a second chance back here in Southern California in November at Sagerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa.
And you can get all the details at waitressthemusical.com.
You're listening to West of Broadway with Will Armstrong and Lara Scott.
Now, Lara, I know that we're talking about musical theater on the West Coast, specifically Los Angeles, but I want to tell you about something that is inspiring and heartwarming and something I know you're going to enjoy. Okay, so have you heard of a project called Broadway to Africa to Fight Poverty?
I have not, but I like it based on the name alone.
The Broadway Artists Connection is partnering with the International Children's Network to send a team of Broadway and New York City volunteer professionals to mount the first musical ever in Liberia, West Africa. With the they're working with the children from the Matsukio World Orphan Choir. They're actually performing, and this is so cool, The Wiz, which will open on September 8th. And we have on the phone Tamlyn Schusterman, who is originally, she was the revival of 42nd Street on Broadway. She was the original cast member, and she has recently relocated to San Diego and is working with children and musical theater performers in that area, and has gotten involved with, and has been really the catalyst for this incredible charity and this outreach like across the planet. It's really, really cool. Welcome, Tamlyn.
Yay. Hi, hello everyone.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I know you're super busy getting ready to go to Africa, but I'd love to, I also should tell you that it's Saturday here in the studios and all of our headphones are locked up except for one, so Lara and I are sharing a pair of headphones. So if you don't hear much of Lara, she's listening to me talk, so she can't hear you, so it's a little bit of a challenge, but like I said, thank you so much for doing this. And I know you're super busy, and we've been able to talk about this exciting project, but I would love for you to share it with our listeners.
This is really incredible because we'll be putting on the very first production of any kind of theater in the country of Liberia, West Africa, in the southern part of Monrovia by the beach. And it is with the children of the International Children's Network. They own the World Orphan Choir, the Matsiko World Orphan Choir. They do incredible work. The kids already sing, and they basically seek sponsorship so these youth can go to school and really change their lives. It's been a dream of theirs to put on a musical and start the first national theater of Liberia. And that's where I come in, and a team of Broadway and New York professionals. We're going over there to guide them through this process and put on The Wiz. And we're thrilled. It's pretty remarkable to be the first in a country.
It is so exciting and so admirable for you to be able to do something like that, especially now, like where I feel like it's so important for us as Americans to reach our arms out and kind of give hugs to other cultures.
There's no doubt about it. What really touched me so much is they said these youth, they don't experience what we do here in America as far as doing activities and having adults take them through something. They do have volunteers that go and give them medical supplies and help with some of the more infrastructure issues. But they've never had a group of adults come together and teach them how to be in a musical that they can take ownership of, where they can experience all the things that American kids experience as far as self-esteem and accountability and creativity and self-expression and all of that. And I love that this organization really values that experience for the youth. And it's really humbling and just special for us as artists to be able to use our art in that kind of way that can make an impact on young people that would never have this experience otherwise.
And I keep thinking about that video that you shared with me of the young girls practicing the choreography that you've already sent over, and the joy in their faces and their smiles, and just, I mean, I can't wait to see this show.
I have watched that video so many times, and actually you could find it on the Broadway Artist Connection Facebook page.
Wonderful.
And and it's incredible because it's such joy that they're experiencing. And you know, I did hear a person say once that poverty, the definition of poverty is not just the lack of money and infrastructure and resources, although that is a big part of it, but also poverty is the cycle of losing hope. And really, by doing a musical and giving them this experience, it like you said, it feeds the soul and it gives them hope and joy and so many other essentials to human life that poverty can squash.
That's so wonderful.
We're just thrilled.
Yeah. What were some surprising things that you faced?
It's the concept of a theater over there.
Sure.
Basically, the International Children's Network, they have established a whole like campus, a gated area that's on the beach, and they're building from scratch some bungalows that we will stay in, and they're building this theater. But being that it's out on a beach, it's not a theater in the sense that we are accustomed to.
Right.
It's really a cement floor with three walls, and we're trying to talk them through, and the communication is very difficult over there. The concept of how to create a wing so people can be hidden when they're changing costumes. How do we...
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUPS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUPS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.